good, man. It's dope.
This is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio. I am here at the Pinhook in Durham, North Carolina, and I'm here with... Could you introduce yourselves?
I'm Angie.
And what do you play, Angie?
guitar.
And you're in many, many bands, is that correct?
Sure you are.
I guess so.
You're in a... You do a solo thing here, and you are also in a band called The Straight Arrows, is that right?
Yeah.
And where are you guys from?
Sydney.
Sydney, Australia. That's a long way away, right?
Yeah, it's very far.
And who else do I have with me?
Hey, I'm Nathan Roche, and I'm also from Australia. And it's a long way away, as you mentioned.
Are you from Sydney?
I've been living there for quite a while now, but I'm originally from Townsville in North Queensland. But I was born in Perth.
And how far is that from Sydney?
Sydney to Perth is about 2 or 3 days, maybe a week.
That's a long drive there, yes. And, so you guys have been on tour for a couple of weeks, is that right?
Yes.
And how's that? how's the tour going so far?
Yeah, it's been really great. We've played some fun shows. Ghana Fest was a real ball. You know, it's a really beautiful country with a lot of good snacks.
Well, what's been the best snack so far?
Probably the big pickle I ate at the gas station at 3 a.m. days ago. I don't know.
Is that like a common 3 a.m. snack food in Australia, or is it like what kind of junk food would you find in an Australian gas station?
You know, we don't have so many pickles, I wish we did, but, you get your typical beef jerky and your packet of potato chips.
What about peanut butter and jelly? Is that not really a thing in Australia?
Very uncommon, very uncommon. You were very lucky to see something as rare as peanut butter jelly. It's usually Vegemite and good fun.
Because I heard someone the other day that was from Australia saying, they were looking at, the protein bars in a grocery store, and they were saying, peanut butter and jelly flavor, why would I put those two together? It's disgusting. And I was like, I thought that was just a thing everywhere. Apparently, it's just an American thing. Yeah. So, yeah. I actually just tried Vegemite for the first time recently. I don't know. Maybe I need to try it again. It's kind of... Are you guys kind of burnt out on that, or is that a...
I love Vegemite.
Do you put it on crackers?
No.
Yeah, sure you do. Put it on everything.
I put it on toast. It's an art.
Well, speaking of toast, I was going to ask you, who did you guys get to play with in Gonerfest?
We got to play with the Len Bright combo. We got to play with the Rebel himself. A lot of our Australian friends in bands like Scott and Charlene's Wedding, the Stevens, Os Mutants, Gooch Palms. It's just a really enjoyable experience.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is Os Mutants the correct pronunciation? Because there's been some debate about that amongst,
People have been saying Os Mutantes or something.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Mutants or...
Os Mutants, yeah.
Os Mutants. I think it's definitely... a reference to Os Mutantes. I don't know. I don't know. I've never asked, to be honest.
Well, so Nathan, have you been in many bands over the years?
Yeah, I've been in a few. I did a Marfloth project for about 7 years, or 5 years, 3 years, or 4 years, and did about 7 albums in three years. And a few other projects, Camp Down and Out, Wentworth Avenue Breeze Out, Redneck Discotheque. Home Run, but now we're keeping it under the one name, which is my name.
So we could do a whole documentary about your musical history, right?
It'd be very boring.
What would you call this movie?
Very boring.
Okay.
It would not be very boring.
Very boring, the musical.
Very interesting.
Well, so Angie, I was going to ask you about the Straight Arrows. You guys, I know you guys played here about 3 years ago in the States. Was it 2011, is that right?
Yes.
And do you think there'll ever be another Straight Arrows U.S. tour?
Maybe.
Because you're one of our favorites on the show, played the song Petrified last week. It's good stuff.
Great song.
Groovy.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll see you back at some point, but yeah. So your new stuff is kind of a departure from that, which is good. I like that. It's, you know, you're not just doing the same thing over and over again.
No, I am not.
Yeah. And you just recorded a new album, is that correct?
Oui.
And what can you tell us about your new album? Do you have a title yet or anything?
Free Agent.
It's called Free Agent.
It's called Free Agent, okay.
It's called Free Agent.
And is this one like hip-hop mixed with techno, or is it...
Yep.
Okay, good. That is quite a departure. So yeah, what's been the... How much longer do you have left on this tour?
A week.
A week, okay. And is it back to Australia after that?
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately? Well, so what are some of the best bands out of Australia right now? Stuff people maybe haven't heard of.
Joseph Liddy and Skeleton Horse.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but I'll check it out. And I love the Gooch Palms. Gooch Palms are great. And of course, you know, Os Mutants. And yeah, so are there any festivals similar to Goner Fest in Australia, or is that kind of a unique thing?
Maggot Fest, Maggot Fest would be the closest. They used to have Flip Out Festival, which Arg Records were doing, and Staying Circles maybe, Dan Stewart, but Maggot Fest and maybe Sound Summit. Sound Summit's a pretty bourgeois version
So I was going to ask, the Straight Arrows were on a... Weren't you guys on a compilation of, like, covers of old Nugget songs? You did the song Lies, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good cover. I liked it.
Oh, merci.
I mean, Nuggets is kind of like my Bible. I just listen to it all the time. It's, you know.
Yeah. My favorite song is the Juan Beans.
Which song?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's a good one.
No.
Would you do any covers in your solo set?
No way.
No way?
No.
You think it'll be more like people doing covers of you instead?
I just don't believe in covers. I think you make your own songs, your best songs.
But would you feel honored if someone did an Angie cover?
One person did, and I was extremely freaked out.
What was the deal with that?
No comment.
No comment? So yeah, are you guys, I was going to say, you've been over to the States several times, right? Do you know how many times you've been over here?
Four times,
okay. And do you remember what the first time was?
Kiosk.
Kiosk? Was that your band?
Old band, yeah.
What was Kiosk like?
Just a big mess.
A big mess? That's how you would describe it?
It was a great mess. It was in 2006.
And what did you play in Kiosk?
Guitar.
Guitar, okay. And so you play guitar and the keys. Is there... And what else do you play? Is that...
That's all.
Okay. And are you not playing drums, or do you...
No, Joe plays drums.
Okay. I thought maybe I heard something about you doing like you were going to learn drums for this tour. is that correct?
I tried and failed and have a very large bruise on my chin, and Joe played the drums. Joe.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. I mean, I had a bass that I kind of let sit in my corner and gather dust for like 2 years, so I was thinking maybe I should get rid of it at this point because I just got a keyboard. So, yeah, so do you give keyboard tutorials?
No.
No? I was going to ask you how much... per hour, that is.
Actually, I do teach keyboard, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Give it a second thought. I do. I'm a keyboard teacher in a music school. Yeah.
And how long have you been doing that for?
A few months?
Okay. Yeah. And as far as you have one solo album. Did that come out last year? Is that right?
Yeah.
And what's the name of your album?
Turning.
Turning, okay. And so is it on... What label is it on?
Eats to Bilby and Mice is Nice.
And is it available on vinyl and all that good stuff?
Yeah, vinyl 100%.
110%. So Nathan, how would you describe I know it's kind of an annoying question, but how would you describe your music?
Well, it's a, I guess it is a difficult question. I never really thought about it.
I can describe his music.
Okay.
The most beautiful walk in the park.
That's
really
great.
It's really great energy. It's a really heartwarming response.
Did you read that in a review somewhere?
No, it's what I think. It makes you feel excited listening to Nathan's music. He's a great songwriter.
Sad?
Great. Excited.
Excited. So Nathan,
how
you have...
Describe it?
I don't know. I like the same sort of stuff I've always liked as a young man.
That's what describing it.
Oh, sounds black. Sounds like black metal.
Black metal, okay. And how many solo albums do you have?
Oh, there's two under my name, but through various other projects, maybe 10 others.
And what are your guys' future plans after this tour?
I never really think about the future too much, but it's going to be pretty good.
I like that positive thinking, right? PMA. What about you, Angie?
Well, me, Nathan, and Joe are going to continue touring the world. We're going to Europe.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the way to go. So.
Yeah, if there's any bookers out there, please contact us.
Has there been any interesting tour stories on this tour? Has everyone been well behaved?
Everyone's been pretty well behaved. We met an interesting character named Terry Turtle, who is a great outsider artist living in Harrisburg, Virginia. He lives in a really small, tiny street in a small, tiny house next to some interesting characters who have about 30 cats living in their house. He is a prolific artist. He paints abstract, surrealist, indigenous-style native tribal paintings. Quite contemporary. And he plays in a band called... what was the guy's? Bakuda.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Bakuda. And, you know, if you want... Oh, yeah, and some other people... When we were in Philadelphia, some people wanted me to light their sparklers, their fireworks up, and they all put their sparklers on my finger and lit my finger on fire. Yeah. Really unfortunate.
Well, so if people want to hear your music on the internet, where should they go?
It's a SoundCloud.
SoundCloud, okay. And what about you, Angie?
Or Bandcamp.
Or Bandcamp?
Or...
YouTube.
Or
they should just Google best Australian rock and roll ever?
Yeah.
It'll be The Saints and then Nathan Roush and then Angie after that?
Well, not just yet, but maybe maybe if we keep at it, we might get in the bottom 100.
Hey, that's shooting for the stars. I like it. Awesome. Well, thanks for talking to us today on Little Raleigh Radio.
It's been a real pleasure to meet you in this park
beautiful Durham, North Carolina.
I love Durham.
And hopefully we'll see you guys again.
We.
We.